stretching their legs. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Top teams in this year's race are beginning to separate themselves as the trail is taken to the icy expanses of the Yukon River, more than 200 miles into the 1,000-mile race. The leaders left Circle this morning for the next checkpoint at Eagle. It's more than 160 miles away, but there are several rest spots along the route, including Slavin's Roadhouse, about 80 miles from Eagle. As KUAC Zoe Rome reports, as they rested in Circle, the frontrunners anticipated the long trek ahead.
Alan Moore continues to lead the quest with Paige Drobny and Matt Hall in close pursuit. After a rest at Circle, mushers continue on to Eagle. I caught up with Drobny as she was bootying her dogs.
I don't really look at them any differently than any of the rest of the runs that we've just done. It's just taking care of your dogs and running the team in front of you and making progress down the trail, really.
Matt Hall, originally from Eagle, is looking forward to the home stretch.
It'll be going home. Yeah, that'll be nice.
Joanna Jagow leads the Yukon Quest 300 with just one run from Circle back to Central to go along the challenging Birch Creek.
I'm excited to get on the trail. We're going to repeat the same section we did last night. So it's a long section of trail, but we'll see how it goes.
Mushers Mike Ellis and Catherine Keith have scratched. Ellis cites the health and well-being of his team, while Keith suffered a broken wrist. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle, I'm Zoe Rome.
Word from the trail is that Mike Ellis's dogs got sick and Catherine Keith broke her wrist in a fall. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.